it's time for Radio Nibbles, which means it's time to eat. John Lindorf is here with Liana Barbu to discuss the annual Romanian Festival Sunday in Lakewood. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, and good morning, Liana.
Good morning.
Welcome to KGNU, and welcome everybody else around the gigantic KGNU breakfast table. And this morning, we have...
It's literal.
It's literal. We have a wonderful spread of food here that Ileana's brought in that represents the kind of food that comes from Romania. I think, you know, for some people, before we talk about the festival, put Romania in, you know, where is it relative to where people would know?
Yes. So we are in Southeast Europe, and we are bordering Bulgaria, Serbia, Ukraine, and Hungary. Uh-huh. And we, you know, we are a fairly medium kind of country.
Sized
country. And we have, like, beautiful traditions, and we'd like to share these with everybody at the festival, which is coming up on Sunday.
And... well, let's talk a little bit about the festival. This has actually been going on quite a while.
24 years.
Right.
Wow. And we're very very excited that we actually can present this to the American public in Denver. We started in Boulder in the early 90s. And RAFA, which is Romanian-American Freedom Alliance, is the organization that is actually putting up this festival every year. We're all volunteers.
Beyond the food, what else happens at the festival?
We have music, we have dances, we have cultural booths, we share information about Romania. Romania is a small country, not very well known. Maybe it's a little bit better known now because of Ukraine, because we border Ukraine. But it's a beautiful country. We invite everybody to come and share with us the joy of being there.
Well, and also you grew up in Romania.
I was born in Romania. I immigrated here in 1992. And I've been in Boulder ever since. I've been with the festival for a long time here in Boulder. And now we are going to Denver.
And it's Sunday.
It's Sunday, the 25th of September. It starts at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. It goes until 6 p.m. And it's going to be a lot of food and all kinds of
people. And it's at the Belmar Shopping
Belmar Center. Plaza in Lakewood.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about food.
Actually, I have a question about the festival itself. Oh. Like, if you're like me and you have to, like, you have kids with you, is there anything at the festival for kids to do?
Yes, yes. Okay. They have kids' activities. You don't have to worry about it. Plus, we have dances and so many things to see. And it's open, so they can do whatever they like.
Okay.
Except for, you know, knock over the tables, please.
I'll chat with my, okay.
Well, everybody is welcome. Children, we have lots of children there.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about the food that's in front of us, and you'll be able to see this on KGNU's social media after the show. But let's talk about what's in front of us.
Yes. These are sausages that were made by my friend Simona. They are homemade. They are smoked, and they are delicious. They are served always with this bean dip that is specifically made for...
Mm-hmm.
For this occasion. So you should try some of this dip with it. There we go.
Okay.
And just so you
like
know,
hummus-y.
It's a little bit like hummus, but you'll see it's a different consistency and it's very rich and it has garlic in it. I love it. And it's one of my favorites. I just made that last night.
It's delicious.
Yes.
A lot of garlic?
Well, not as much as I would have liked because my husband is American. He cannot breathe.
Man, but double the garlic every recipe. Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
And is the cheese is sort of feta?
Like? Feta, that's goat cheese. And next to the feta is also the smoked bacon. Actually, no, it's not bacon. It's
pork belly?
Yeah. That's also Simona made, my friend from Transylvania. And it's always served with a pickled
tomato.
Right. And with a little bit of onion and with a... You know, everything else that's out there, tomatoes, bell peppers, and everything else.
But I know you were very excited about, you brought in a sausage that actually was imported from.
So this is a Romanian sausage it's like a hard salami.
Like a salami, yeah.
Exactly. And it's called salam de Sibiu, which is made, and please take some. I already cut some.
Yeah.
And
we're
sniffing it. Okay.
It's not smoky.
It's smoked as well. But this is not homemade. This is from Sibiu.
But are there Is there like a lot of smoked food in Romania? Smoked meats?
Yes, yeah. Definitely smoked meats. Because what they do is they would have a pig, then they'll have it for Christmas, and
so
then they'll have to cure it and smoke it.
It's barbecue.
meat
cooked in smoke.
Exactly, yes.
Right, and served with a sauce.
And they keep it in, its own fat and everything else. And the lighter part, we also have vegetarian options at the festival, just so you know. Mm-hmm. So those of you who love meat, there's going to be lots of cabbage rolls and sausages and all this other stuff that it's just delicious and it smells very strong. And then we also have the vegetarian portion, like beans, and we'll have polenta, which is delicious with sour cream and all these other veggies, and we'll have our pastries that are to die for. They're just delicious.
Well,
you just have to try those.
That was my first transition. the other thing here is plum
jelly, which I made, and it's made from the Italian plums. It's just right here.
Right. Yeah, which are wonderful for baking with also.
Oh yes, yeah. They're wonderful, yeah.
And folks, if you're not a plum person, discover Italian plums. They're small and they're.
And it looks like a ginormous grape, but like this isn't something that you find in the regular grocery store. Where do you?
Yeah, you do. Actually.
You do.
Yeah,
at this time of year, yes, I'm looking for them. So if anybody finds
market,
them, let me know, because I make this jelly and it's very difficult to find. But I kind of like.
Yeah, no. If you look around, you can find them. They hold their shape really well. There's actually a very famous cake recipe, a Kuchen. Recipe that's essentially it's a cake, and then you put plums on top of it, and then we have that.
I make that. We make it with peaches and the plums, and
which
it's
is you know, the other thing is that a lot of these dishes, it's not like they stop at the border of Romania. There's related and similar dishes. And how is it?
I'm trying not to interrupt with oh my god, this is delicious. This is so good.
No, that's all right.
Thank you. That's the best compliment.
All right. Well, let's talk about the food that's going to be at the Romanian festival this Sunday in Lakewood. The other stuff is great, but what about dessert?
Desserts. We are going to have kozonac. Kozonac is our, the landmark.
it's
a sweet bread. It's a sweet bread. Okay. It's a loaf of bread that is mixed with nuts.
Like challah-like bread?
Something like that.
Like brioche-like?
Yes, exactly. It's very soft, very flavorful, and very aromatic, and it has walnuts inside and chocolate.
Is it... Layers. It's twirled, right?
It's twirled.
Twirled. Like there's bread. Then a layer of
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly. It's bread in itself. It's just delicious. It's something that I cannot say that I can make, because you need to have a special touch, like my friend Lavinia, who provided us with this beautiful embroidered from her grandmother.
It's not just the spread. It's like the presentation.
Because
you eat with your eyes, and you...
Exactly.
I assume that Romania has that. I come out of a half Sicilian family, and those family traditions are very important, and they usually revolve around Sunday dinner.
Exactly. Presentation and the smells and everything, and the conversation, and of course, the dancing and the music.
It's all about family.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, cabbage rolls. So I grew up with cabbage rolls because my mother was, from Sicilian parentage, but my father was Viennese.
Ah, yeah.
And so my mother learned to make cabbage rolls, and we had them often, rice and meat inside.
Exactly.
And cooked in tomato and bacon, actually.
Very close. We use sauerkraut.
These are large cabbage rolls.
They are medium size.
Yeah.
And
inside?
And they have ground beef, ground pork, onions, and rice, which is cooked together in this pickled cabbage, which is basically like sauerkraut.
Right.
And then, of course, you put some tomatoes and other flavoring, dill, and it's just served with polenta and sour cream. And it's delicious.
I was surprised. So there's going to be polenta like...
Polenta.
What's it called?
In Romanian?
Yeah.
Mamaliga.
Mamaliga.
It is delicious. And that's, again, that is a vegetarian version. If you don't want to have meat, then you can have just mamaliga with...
That almost seems like an Italian Was it imported from
No,
Italy?
I don't think so, because we are so far away from Italy, but we speak a language that is very close to Italian. We are the oldest Latin language.
Well, we could have a whole separate discussion about Romansk and Romani people and all of that stuff, but that's a separate kind of thing.
And we are coming up on time just as we're like in the middle of this conversation. So
let's remind people again what's happening here.
Romanian Festival in Lakewood at Belmar Plaza, 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Sunday. Please come. Everybody is welcome.
And where can I get more information?
At RAFA website. That is also listed on our press release that we sent earlier to KGNU.
Okay. Okay. We can put that on the website when we post today's segment.
And I'm just going to say goodbye by saying sa makan. Sa makan?
Pofta bună.
Basically, let's eat in Romanian.
Yes.
And today we're going to be going out with Romanian Rhapsody number 1 by special request. Our guest today has been Ileana Barbu with John Lindorf. Thank you as always. And I can't wait to eat what is in front of us. Stay tuned for Public Affair. That's coming up just after the news headlines from the BBC.